Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
Got the chance to touch the sea. Just forgot on the shelf, no wind and sails, going nowhere with no one but me. I was one in 100 billion, a burnt out star in a galaxy. Just lost in the sky, wondering why everyone else shines out for me. But I came to life when I first kissed.
Welcome to another episode of Unmasked
with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And I want to start off on this Friday by, you know, saying hello to all my listeners, start with the ones in the United States and Hawaii, the ones in Canada, United Kingdom, the ones in Cameroon, Pakistan, Peru, Nigeria, Africa, and Senegal, also France, Singapore, Australia, and Iraq. So, you know, we are really growing all over the globe, and I guess because people just like the way I carry it, I'm not bougie, I'm just like down to earth, and we have fun, and people like to listen to talk radio where you have fun. But, you know, for all y'all listening or by your computers or by your phone or tablets, if you want to call in and make a comment or ask my guest a question, you dial 347-945-6003 and hit the 1 key, because if you hit the 1 key, it will flash on my studio wall and I will know that you got a comment. But that song just played was by Russell Dickerson. It's called Yours. I mean, that song is bad to the bone. I like that, man. You know, honey, I said he was a ship in a bottle before. Woo-woo. You know, the only thing I ever seen covered if a guy is when he got a condom on, but I'm just saying. But he said he was a ship in a bottle. But tonight's guest, brace yourself. We got the real-life Wonder Woman up in the camp, baby, because this female, I'll just call her Red, but her name is Blanche Moore. Baby, 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 I'm telling you, she does a lot of things. Now, I met her at the hair mask. I'm sitting there, you know, minding my business, trying to get my grandson's hair done, you know, dyed green. You know how these kids are and stuff, you know. So I'm sitting there, and this tall chick walk here, boom, boom, boom. I looked at her ass, and I looked at them legs. I said, oh, shit, she can crack a damn nut with them damn legs. So I'm sitting there, I'm saying, should I get brave enough to ask her about her legs and what did she do? You know, because I ain't want to be fucking with a man because she hurt my ass. You know, so anyway, I said, can I ask you a question? And she thought I was going to say something about her tattoos. Damn them tattoos. These legs were rippling muscles and shit. And this female, oh, my God, it was such a pleasure talking to her because I learned so much about her. She trains in karate. She cycle, run, swim. She compete in a triathlons, man. You know, she's such a blessing. And then she also do medic work and stuff. Man, she do a lot of stuff. I'm just letting her tell her about herself because I can't wait to introduce her. She is phenomenal. And, man, I'm so glad to add her as my friend because let somebody mess with me, I'll just call Red. How you doing, Red?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, darling. It's so good to have you here. You know, don't be nervous. Just, you know, just chill out, you know. This ain't no, you know, where you got to be all proper. Just let it hang out like you're talking to your girlfriend, like we did at the hair masters, you know. But I was so glad to meet you.
Hell, when you were describing me, I was like, what in the world? You talking about somebody else, aren't you?
No, baby, I'm talking about you. Wonder Woman ain't got shit on you, man. See, she got a stunt double, man. You do your real stuff, man. You know, and I ain't lying. Y'all think I'm exaggerating, man. I bet she sit down, she can crack a fucking nut with her damn legs, man. They so strong, muscle rippling and shit. I looked at my legs. I looked at hers. I looked at my legs. I looked back at hers. I said, damn. Whoa. What does she do, man? Because I know running ain't going to just do that, but she do it all. So, you know, Brad, tell us a little bit about yourself.
You got me cracking. I'm rolling over here, okay?
It's okay, baby.
Well, first of all, before I say anything, I just want to tell you thank you for asking me to be on your show. And, well, you know what? If you don't tell your thank yous and where your good graces are and stuff like that, then something's wrong. Big man
true.
Opens doors for you all the way, and I just want to say thank you, you know, wherever I go. I wouldn't be who I am if it wasn't for the people in my life, good or bad. You know, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. My father retired here, but I was I went to school here in Columbus, Georgia. Went to, you know, raised. I mean, I just truly enjoy life. I don't really don't
know
what to
do. You just,
you just described me. I don't know what to say.
Girl, my Why? Let me describe some more about this lady. Man, you know, she thought that I was worried about her having tattoos. Damn them tattoos. Everybody got tattoos. A lot of people do. That ain't unusual. But when you see this tall, massive chick coming here, and I'm telling you, them legs, like, I mean, a baseball bat ain't got shit on her legs, man. I said, wow. I was afraid to ask her a question. I didn't want to be offensive. And I didn't want her to look at me all because I can't run that fast. Y'all know that shit. But I said, wow, let me talk to this woman.
You are cracking me up.
Oh, Lord. Oh,
and what's so bad is I had just got done running that day, that morning before
really?
I saw you. Yes.
Oh.
So I looked like just somebody who just got done working out and just went on about my business.
No, yeah, I mean, no, it ain't like somebody that's working out, man. You look like, you know, you like you own the fucking place. You come here, boom, boom. Yeah, like you own this shit, man. She tall. You know, I'm only 5'2". She tall. And she walk over there, you know, with that confidence, you know. And she got a right to be because, you know, guys, Christ is kept. I don't know if she's dating or whatever or married. I didn't even ask her that. But, you know, don't mess with her. She'll fuck you up. I'm just saying, don't mess with her. I just got to put it out there.
Oh, God. You're killing me. That's funny.
Well, tell me how you got started in all that physical stuff because, you know, sometimes people start in school, gymnastics, and they just like it. Or was it because someone mistreated you and you felt like you want to start learning how to protect yourself? I mean, what made you go that direction? Or was your dad, a incentive because, in fact, he was in the military and, you know, they're very physical all the time?
Well, my pops, he was 32 years, spent 32 years in the Army and retired as Command Sergeant Major. Pretty much my mom raised me as a lady, but pops raised me to take no shit off nobody.
Amen.
And stand my ground. And I think just personally, my personal opinion, and I know that don't matter much, but I think women nowadays, a lot of them are afraid to stand their ground alone. Whereas learning the karate and stuff, I was trying to get my daughter into it, and just I went from there. I did not become fully active until 2014, where I had a pulmonary embolism. It was a spontaneous pulmonary embolism, and I was throwing PVCs, or whatever they called them at the time. Anyways, long story short. And it was an eye-opener. I was always raised to live life to the fullest, but that was my turning point to lose over 100 pounds. And I just started running, and then I just started going further with it. Start really living life because you never know. You may not be here tomorrow, the next 3 minutes. You can talk to somebody Wednesday and go to the funeral on Friday.
Rez, for people who don't know, I knew what she was talking about because I used to be a paramedic. When she said she started having PVCs, those initials stands for premature ventricular contractions, which basically means the bottom part of the heart, it jumps out of sync. It comes before it's supposed to go through the regular cycle of your heartbeat. It jumps prematurely, and the bottom part of your heart is called a ventricles, and, you know, so that's what she named my PVC. But another thing, too, you were also the originator of the Hope Foundation that is no longer here. But tell them about the Hope, because that was nice that you was doing that as well.
I started out at my home, and I just went down to one of the bridges, one of the homeless sites, one of the private ones. A lot of people don't realize that homeless people are just they're people, too, just like me and you. Have dignity, et cetera. So I decided to just go down there, took my dog, took my gun, and went from there. And, of course, you know, a lot of people would think, you know, why would you do that alone? But they're just like you and I. And if somebody wants to cause problems, they're going to do it no matter how much protection I have. So I started that, help others prosper equally, hope. And then I started getting my work group involved into it, and then it became a bigger, what do you want to call it, just a gathering where we went and fed
right.
them. We cooked dinners, we brought bags, and a lot of them, you know, they just came to talk and feed, but then it was over and done with, whereas I would stay there. I enjoyed it. We have a lot of soldiers who are, it's very hard to integrate back into society. We've got trained warriors. And then they
uh-huh.
come back, they get out of the military, they're told to go here, but they're not showed full acquisition into how to integrate back into society. And,
right.
you know, they're human beings, just like you and I. And I stress that because there's a lot of people who shy away from homeless. Now, I understand, be aware of your society and your surroundings, but these are people too. And, you know, what is it going to do, hurt me to help you, even if it's just 1 minute? And that's pretty much where that went. You know, it started small, got big, and then our city, we were told by the hierarchy, Columbus Consolidated Government, that we could no longer do it. And that was with any anyone who fed the homeless. They had to all go to shelters.
Whoa. You mean to tell me that you're sitting there trying to be helpful, doing what a lot of people don't do, and they shut it down? I don't understand that, because you wasn't asking them for money. This has come out your own pockets and resources.
Well, the premise behind it is, from what we understand, is they wanted them to go to shelters and to get pretty much numbered, clocked in, so on and so forth, and go from there. But again, what people are failing to realize, or what was failed to be realized, is the simple fact that these are people and they have pride as well. Now, granted, pride is one of the lowest forms, you know, but again, they're just like you and I. And to go to a shelter, that takes a lot of dignity away from people sometimes. They want to protect themselves, or granted, you've got some people who want to hide, but not everybody's out to hurt somebody. And that was one of the reasons why we all had to shut down, because we had to abide, or it would have been a misdemeanor for all of us.
Well, Rez, I know for a fact, because I, once upon a time in my life, I was homeless. And what people don't understand about a lot of homeless shelters is that they might give you a place to sleep, but you got to be in by a certain time, and they want you out during the
mm-hmm.
day. You know, I guess
yes,
they want
ma'am.
You to find jobs. But it's hard to find jobs when you don't look the right way, because you don't have the clothes or the vouchers to get clothes or the
mm-hmm.
resources to say where to go look, you know. And then, like, if you're in an environment where it's cold, you know, what good does it do to kick somebody out in the cold and they got nowhere to go, but they can come back for mealtime? So there's a lot of things that need to be fixed as far as the structural thing, as going according to how they do people in shelters, because it's need a lot
yes.
of work, because it's not a safety net for everybody. And I understand what you're saying. And a lot of times there's no room, you know, in a shelter. People think because there's a shelter, sometimes just like in the days of Christ, when his parents were looking for a room to bring forth baby Jesus, there was no room. They stayed in a stable, you know. And a lot of times people are turned away because you got to get that bid early, you know, get that number, whatever. There's no room.
Exactly.
Then what you supposed to do?
You know, and that's the thing. The best way to describe it, and a lot of people say movies are not real, but I think Will Smith did the most accurate depiction, you know, where him and the child, that, and I, exactly, and where you had to be there at a certain time, and you had to do, and it's hard, you know. You may live in that shelter, but what if you get a third shift job, and you come in, you work overtime, and you're only working 5 hours of overtime, then what do you do? And it's freezing
cold outside.
Yeah, and
another thing, too, if you start working, Reds, you know, you can't find a place of your own because, first of all, you need enough money generated to put down a deposit, a security deposit. And, you know, a lot of people ain't going to want you in their property if your previous address was a shelter. So, you know, it's sad that people who serve our country come back home and they're stuck. Either they got PTSD or they're suffering from, you know, drug addiction, from injuries, and they had to be medicated, you know, and they're wounded, you know. That's why I want people that's listening and sound in my ear, if you know about this program called Wounded Warriors, support that cause because these are people who were hurt protecting us, and they need resources to help their family to get past the next hurdle. So if you want to do something good, support the Wounded Warriors because that's a great organization and it's real. They're not ripping people off. They're helping people, you know, do work around the house. If the roof get, you know, a leak or something, they're fixing the roof and everything. They're doing good work because I've seen it done in action. So support the Wounded Warriors. So I'm going to get back to your story. Okay.
I totally agree with the Wounded Warriors. Well, also, if you don't mind me just saying a little bit, if there are any soldiers out there who are trying to reintegrate into society, please, please, please become a member of RWB, Red, White, and Blue, Team RWB. This is a group that is nationwide, and we try to help. We cultivate the soldiers back into society, help integrate them, get them involved with meeting other people, volunteer stuff, see what you're actually capable of after the military. A lot of people get to this position where, hey, I've done this with my life, what now? Or they get stuck in the position of, you know, I just want to sit here, have PTSD, and they use those excuses. Now, I'm not saying that that's something bad because there's a lot of people out there, but let's get real. We have some people who will get out of the military just because they hurt their finger. And I'm talking like a superficial wound. Exactly. And this Team RWB helps integrate, truly integrate the warrior, gets civilians involved with warrior. Through outreach, this is a mechanism to help counsel. You're not the counselor. You're not their doctor, but it allows them to work through whatever they need to work through. And when you help somebody, you're helping yourself as well. That's kind of, a lot of people don't believe in that, but I'm a firm believer.
I believe that as well, because, you know, if you think about it, a lot of times when you talk about the things that you're going through, everybody's going through something. You know, you just don't know about
yes,
it because they don't bring it to, you know, to light. But once, I know for me, once I stop and get out of my own way and help somebody else, and I see that they feel grateful that I helped them, that just makes me fill myself with pride and happiness because I see that I made a difference. It might be a small difference, but that's the absolute truth. When you help somebody else out, it makes you feel good. You know, it's like a chain reaction.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that's how you got to do it. God is not going to always bless you straight through you. He's going to have someone bless you. It's like a chain reaction. That's how your blessings come, not because something you did special. So there's nothing special about us that God need or
that's
want.
Right.
You know, but he'll have someone bless you once you start blessing someone else. And if you put out positive energy, you're going to get positive energy back. So y'all got to stop being so selfish out there and always about me, or me, myself, and I. And let it be about us because we all here together. Let's try create a quality of life of respect one for the other. You know, open communication. Stop acting like you can't talk to people. You go in there and you look a person up and down and won't open your mouth. Somebody, you might slip on a banana peel and you won't tell them it's there. So, you know, we got to, you know, be like we family, you know. Just because you might be my sister from another mother, we still family, you know. And we got to act like that. But society has taught us to be selfish, you know, taught us to be self-centered, you know, but that's all works of the devil. That's all that is. And once you realize it's about the relationships that you build here on earth, or it ain't about nothing, because when you're sick and you're on your deathbed, you can be loaded with money. That money ain't going to pay for you to get better. You know, it's about
the You ain't support. Rich, so you got something that right. you can't buy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You're right about that, you know, Rez. And, you know, like I said, it was a blessing, you know, meeting you because, man, you know, society has made people very apprehensive of being talkative because people like to say I'm nosy. I said, no, I'm not nosy. I'm inquisitive. And I think that why assume something when I can open my mouth and ask, you know, and God knows I don't want to be offensive, but I just like, you know, I'm just curious by nature. And, you know, and you was very receptive to my question, you know, and, you know, you'd be surprised how, you know, it made me feel good. And, you know, even the people, the stylists there, I saw them smiling and snickering. It made them happy because they heard us laughing, you know,
mm-hmm.
and laughter is good.
Well, we you know, we can put a smile, but many people hide behind a smile, and you never know what someone's going through, like what you said earlier. And, hey, you know, I could have been going through something that day, or you could have been going through something. And if I hadn't talked to you or vice versa, you never know what could have happened. And you can make or break the difference. I truly believe in something called you get to choose the legacy you leave people with.
Amen.
And you can leave them with a bad legacy or you can leave them with a good. And you may never ever meet them. We all know about seasons. We may never see them again. But how you leave a person feeling at the end of your, however your communication is,
right.
you know, whether it be in family, whether it be in love, in work, in friendship, acquaintance, whatever, or just a stranger, you know, you never know when somebody may need you. You never know. And your smile may actually produce thousands of smiles for other people down the road, kind of like the pay it forward.
Yes, yes, yes. And you're absolutely right about that, you know. And a smile goes such a long way, a smile, and even a hug, if you're bold enough to give somebody
mm-hmm.
a hug. And I know one day I was taking my grandson home, and this lady was having a yard sale out of her garage. Now, this lady, she had dwarfism, older woman. She was real, real short. Some people don't like to use that word midget, so she was a little person. And after I bought a few items, you know, it was something about her look that reminded me of a relative who has passed on. And so all the people were sitting around, I said, Miss, could you come here for a minute? And they looked at me like, what she want to do? And then when they got from me, I said, can I just give you a hug? Because you remind me of somebody that, you know, I knew and loved, you know. And when I gave her a hug, I gave her a real hug. I embraced her fully, and I squeezed
mm-hmm.
her, you know. I didn't try to tap her shoulders because if you say you're going to hug me, don't tap me on my shoulders because that's phony to me. If you're going to hug me, give me a bear hug. Let me know you really want to connect with me. And that made me feel so good, you know, because she just gave me a great memory. And I put a smile on her face because she didn't know what I was going to do. And for her to be selling stuff, she even sold new stuff. I knew they was going through something financially. But I felt bad that I didn't tell her in her ear, you know, it's going to get better. But I just gave her a hug, you know. But
that hug probably spoke thousands of words. That there's a voice that doesn't speak without words, but it says a lot. Sometimes we just got to listen to it, and you never know what that produced. That might have made her day, her year, her week, or the next 2 years. You never know.
Right. And that's what it's about, Rez. It's about, you know, why we're living here on earth, you know, because I try to tell people this is the proving ground. And, you know, everybody don't have to believe that there's a God, but I know that there's a God. And in my household, we're going to serve the Lord. And I just want to say to people, you know, my belief system about God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, you know, I just feel like, you know, what I do right here on earth is going to dictate where I'm going when my life is over. And, you know, I don't want y'all to think that, you know, y'all just got here just by chance. But whoever y'all believe in, whatever higher source, you got to understand that, you know, once we die, we don't have a chance to say I'm sorry. We don't have a chance to make it right. So, you know, just look around with all this sickness and famine and all the kind of things that's going on globally, you know, that's just messing up our earth. We're just killing the earth. You know, the things that's happening, I personally believe that in the scheme of things, we got that much time here on earth. So I implore everybody, you know, be like Reds. Be like me, man. You know, try to help somebody else without, you know, looking for something in return. You know, just do it from your heart. Stop looking for, you know, some attention. Just do it because you can do it. And you'll see how good that'll make you feel, because all those little check marks is going to count. You know, at the end of the day, you know, I want Jesus to look at me and say, well done, my good and faithful servant. That's what I want. I don't know about y'all, but I'm trying to do the best I can, you know, and I like comedy. I'm trying to put a smile on somebody's face, you know. I ain't trying to go downstairs. I ain't trying to go there.
But girl, we might take over. They don't want that.
I know that's
around,
right. The devil busy, girl. And everybody try to do right. That's why he always try to throw stuff at him and it piles on. Because, you know, sometimes you just be so overwhelmed with stuff in your life that sometimes your chest feel like, ugh, like I'm going to have a heart attack because, like, I just can't take no more. But, you know, son, when you get to that point, just pray. You know, and I got to keep telling myself that, because sometimes I just be overwhelmed with family stuff, man. And I be saying, oh, Lord Jesus, help me. Because right now my mom is going through Alzheimer's, and I employ all the righteous to pray for her. I don't want to just anybody praying for her, but all those that believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, you know, you sort of pray a request up for her. You know, I sure would appreciate that. You know, but right now we're going to take a little small break, and we're going to be back in 2 and 2. Stay with us, and me and Wes are going to come back, and we're going to talk some more stuff to you.
All right.
Eventually, the truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been here. Yeah. Oh, I forgot, but I will be there this week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey man, I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own God. For things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form. Every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Turn us back on the
welcome back to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And I thank my listeners from north to south and east to west. And that tune was by Michael Bolton, When a Man Loves a Woman. Ooh, I used to love that man with that long blonde hair. He cut it, but ooh, talking about sexy. Ooh, he was sexy. Ooh, yes. Baby, baby, baby. Yes, I ain't seen too much from him lately, but Michael Bolton, I hope he come back out there with another song because the brother can sing. But anyway, I just want to say it's just a pleasure to have you here because, darling, it's not too many people who honestly will, you know, share their heart in such a big way, you know. And when you did it, you just did it because you could, not because someone made you do it. And that's just beautiful, you know. No, I know Rez is so humble. She don't see what she do as anything special because that's the kind of heart that she got. So let me ask you another question. Are you married or anything like that? Engaged in a relationship? Rez? Well, I don't happen to know what happened to her. Oh, Rez, she dropped off. I hope she calls back in. But, yes, this woman, here she go. Rez, I saw you popped off by accident, but what I was asking you, Rez, I was telling the listeners that you do things just because your heart has the compassion to do it, not because you have to. And I was saying, are you in a relationship? Are you married? Or, you know, do you have help doing the things that you do?
I'm single right now. I was dating, but I find a way. I have good friends, and I'm surrounded by a good group of people, of encouragers, and so where there's a will, there's a way, and if there's no way, I'm going to make one. I'll find a way. Good Lord will make a way.
That's right, and he sure will. You know, he sure made you a warrior. You know, and that's a question I got, too. Are you single because of your physical fitness and the things that you know how to do that could hurt a person? Do you intimidate guys?
I've been told that, yes, ma'am. But I don't think it's more or less about the physical fitness. I think it's more of my intellect. I can spot game. And I know how to read people very well. It's just, and I don't put up with bullshit, so.
Good, good. And you know, that's good, too. You know, don't lower your standards to make someone else feel adequate, you know, because you got them jewels in your crown because you earned it. So if he can't carry it, he needs to keep it moving. You know, I ain't mad at you.
Well, there's an old adage. You know, my pops used to, he raised me very, you know, my mom did too. But the thing of it is a man is only as good as what he comes home to. And you'll hear people say, you know, there's no good people out there in this world. But I really don't think people are educated into what is good. Now, I'm not saying, you know, I'm the best or anything like that. I'm real just as much as anybody else. Make my own mistakes, but I think we're conditioned to not seeing the good. We're conditioned to, this is the way it's supposed to be, and a lot of people can't handle that, and that's where the weak get weeded out, and it is what it is.
Exactly, and you absolutely hit the nail on the head. You know, a lot of people, you know, none of us perfect, and people need to stop looking for somebody that's 100%, because you ain't going to find that. You need to find somebody that y'all can compromise with pretty much most of the things. And the smaller things, you know, you work through it, because make a list. If one list is real long and one list is real short, and the pros and the cons, and you figure it out, because I wish I was perfect, but I'm glad that I got imperfections, because that gives room for laughter, you know. So, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's what it is. But I'm just going to say this, you out there around all those physical fit guys doing like running and kicking and karate and all that kind of stuff, if you see somebody single, turn them over to me, man. You know, I won't intimidate no damn body.
I will make sure. Put you on speed dial here.
That's right. You won't see no muscle rippling from nothing but my damn lips.
Oh, Lord, my goodness.
Yes, baby, because I can run that.
That's too funny.
Well, darling, tell me, is there anything, any advice that you would like to give to people out there who's listening?
I think the biggest thing, be an encourager. We've got too many critics in the world already. You know, now granted, I understand going to have these, you know, 2-cent dreams, but you know what? Encourage them, help encourage them to be a better person. A lot of times, and push yourself to your own potential, be your potential. You never know what your potential is. You're more than your children, living through them. You're more than your grandchildren. You're more than your spouse or boyfriend or girlfriend. You're more than your education. You're more than anything. And, you know, a healthier you, a lot of people say health. They think physical fitness, but health is mental as well as physical, but it's also spiritual and soulful and financial. And granted, nobody's ever going to have those 100%. But here's the thing. It's a combination of everything. And no matter what, your soul is always going to speak to you. We're not meant for mediocre spirits. We're meant for growing.
Get out there.
Go on that vacation. Get out there and go take that college education or class that you want to do. Go run that 5K. Go climb that mountain. Go skydiving. Whatever it is you have on your bucket list, do it. Mark it off the list and add 5 more. You never
That's
know
right.
what you're capable of until you figure it out. And only you can figure that out.
Well, Reds, this Monday, I went and took some off my bucket list. I did some indoor skydiving. Girl, I'm flying.
Hey.
My little instructor, yeah. And then coming down, I guess he wanted me to stand up, and I wasn't standing. My damn knee popped, pow. I said, oh, Lord, I couldn't move. I sit there, bang up to the wall and shit. My son-in-law and my instructor had to get me up. Man, for the last 2 days, my leg was swollen, my knee was swollen, and hot. But I
did it,
you know. Say what you want to do. I lived it, man, and I enjoy it. And I advise anybody else, it's not bad, you know, because instead of jumping out of the plane, we was inside of a tunnel, so it was controlled. So I dug it, man. So I done did a lot of things on my bucket list. I did hot air balloon riding. I did a submarine, went down a submarine. I did a whole bunch of cruises and been out of the country a lot of times. So I don't know what I want to do next on my bucket list, but, oh, yeah, I want to go to Africa. I want to see the birthplace of civilization. I want to walk on the streets of Jerusalem where Christ walked. So those are on my bucket list. But you know something? Anybody want to plan a trip, want somebody to go as an escort, I'm here. I'm available.
She might throw you a
that
kiss
right
now,
today.
But that'll be okay. You'll deal with it.
I know that's right, darling. Well, you know, that's such good advice that you've given people, you know, and I just want to tell women as well that are feeling like you're trapped, you're in a situation where you might be emotionally abused or physically abused. Just know, you know, don't worry about how somebody look at you or what you think somebody is thinking. Make yourself safe. Get out, you know. Tell somebody.
Yes.
It's best you tell somebody, shed a few tears or whatever you got to do, but get yourself safe, you know, because you don't have to live that way. And sometimes
no, you don't.
Abused emotionally, man, they think that they are not worthy because they might have made bad choices or did some things that society say ain't good. I don't care what you did out there. No one has the right to abuse you, darling. And so if anybody out there listening, if you're going through something, and even y'all guys, sometimes y'all might have these overbearing women, you know, they're talking trash to you, got you in the kitchen wearing a damn apron, and you a man, you know, and you scared because you want to say, oh, God, I don't want to know that I'm a man getting beat up, you know. Tell somebody, you know, they'll laugh for a minute, but, you know, the real deal is, man, no one has the right to do anything except to love you. If they can't love you, tell them to keep it moving. You know, and
love never hurts. It never
hurts. That's right. It never hurts. So, darling, if they wanted to make friends with you or whatever and talk to you a little bit more in detail about, you know, your karate, kickboxing, your triathlons and your aspirations to help others in need, you know, or just being a source of inspiration, because when you talk to this woman, man, she make you feel good, you know, and that's what we need. We need something more than coffee. We need somebody to say something to us and make us feel good. And, you know, Rez, that's how you are, man. You had me laughing. I was just so pumped up when you left, man. I was laughing with everybody up in the place.
Well, I'm honored. It makes me very humble. You know, I believe, you know, that, and I won't reiterate it or preach it. I truly believe in lifting people up, and because you never know. So
yeah.
I'm glad. I was glad I was able to touch your life.
Girl, you did, man. You made me happy. All you was all I talked about for a few days. You know, I said, wow, I met this chick, man. You know, you my personal Wonder Woman. I was so impressed with you, because not only do you do things that got you emotionally healthy, physically healthy, your heart is very big and compassionate, and the thing that you do for people that people just don't know about, you know, and it's like, you know, I'm short and she's tall, so you're like a gentle giant, you know. People might be intimidated when they see you, but, you know, just talk to you, you'll be surprised, you know. Because I was a little, I said, I hope she doesn't get mad at me when I ask her about her legs, you know. And I said, can I ask you something? And she said, oh, about the tattoos. Damn them tattoos, man. This chick's legs like pow, pow. When she walk up to the counter, I say, damn, nothing but muscle. And a baseball bat ain't had shit on her. I said, oh, Lord, man. I was so impressed. I said, I got to get this chick on my radio show. I mean, this strong woman, man, you got it going on. I mean, I just love your heart. I just love you, period, man. And, you know, we got to constantly keep in touch, not because of this show, because I want to make you my friend, man, not because I want you as a bodyguard, but that's a good thing to know, that if I have some problem, you call Reds up. Somebody intimidated me.
And I'd heard it turn around and say, okay, let's talk. How did that make you feel?
Right. All right, Don, that works for me. So is it okay if you give them out your media connection in case somebody want to reach out to you and be your friend?
Sure. I'm on Facebook under Blanche Moore. In parentheses, I have Red. You can't miss me. Pretty much, you know, message me. You need to talk or something another, or need some direction for something, I'm more than willing to help. Again, I just encourage, you know, even if I don't ever talk to anybody, you know, from this, just share your story, because your story may help somebody else. You never know who's gone through or going through something that you have already survived. And that's passing the legacy on.
And that's true. And a lot of times, you know, Reds, people don't want to open up if you haven't walked in their shoes. So sometimes you got to expose your wounds so other people know you can relate to what they're saying. Because, and that's just real talk, you know. A lot of people might have survived some stuff and they look like they ain't never been through stuff. Even like myself, I've been through some things, man. You know, I've been homeless, you know. I went through abuse, drugs, swinging, the whole gamut of things a preacher's kid had no business doing. But, you know, I got lost. But thank God for Jesus, he kept me. I almost died several times. So, you know, when I see people going through, you know, my walk in life has made my heart more tender. And I pray for that, too. I pray God always keep me humble and have a compassionate heart, because I don't want to be in a world where I got to be always apprehensive. I want to be able to, you know, make someone else feel good, because when they're happy and they're smiling, that makes me want to cry out of happiness as well. So, you know, I pray to stay humble. And I just want to thank you for spending this hour with me, Blanche Moore. And that's how she's going to be on Facebook, under Blanche Moore. But she got that beautiful red hair, and I call it Reds. And, darling, keep in touch. I already posted this segment on your page so your friends can listen to this episode. It's ready to download it 5 minutes after the show is over. And everybody out there who's listening, this is a Friday night. You know, be careful if you're out there driving. Don't drink and drive and do drugs. And for everybody who's listening, thank you for tuning in again. You know, and next week we're going to have this lady on here who makes her own jewelry. So tune in for that, you know. And I just want to say hi to all my friends. And a special shout-out to one of my friends in Nebraska, Kelly Moore. Love you, darling. Just keep your head up and stay strong. I know you're going through stuff right now, but it's all going to be all right. One day at a time, one second at a time, we can all make a difference. So thank you again, Reyes, for being on the show, and we're going to take the show out with an old tune by New Birth called Wildflower. Some might know it and some might be introduced to it, but enjoy it, and we'll see you again next Friday. Good night.
Thanks.
Thank you, darling.
Imagine many times her eyes fall back to tears, Lord, Lord. And when her useful world was about to fall in, each time a slender shoulder caught the weight of all the fears, and a sigh of no one cared. Possession, I would prepare from the garden to be mine. Sometimes
when you feel like you need me, or you can call me. You see, because I'll be somewhere around. You see, not only that, you see, I'll be your bridge over troubled waters. You see, the reason why I say this, baby, is because I love you, girl. I love you so much. Oh, sometimes I can't even explain. You see, you're like a flower that blooms in any season. And that's why I like to say, you're my flower, baby. You're my flower. Ooh, baby. A flower. You're my flower. Flower. It's you, baby.